Hi, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba, and I'm calling you for National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. And of course, your individual answers are confidential. I would like to start by getting to know if by any chance does anyone in your house will work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television, maybe?
No, ma'am. Not that I know of.
Okay, thank you so much for that. So then let's continue with our survey. And I will also like to know in this case, are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, ma'am. I've already voted.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say that you will definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote for president.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Okay.
Ma'am, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin by any chance?
Oh, no. I'm African-American.
Okay, so if I ask you what's your race, you will say African American, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And what's your age, ma'am?
I am 71 years young.
Okay, thank you so much for that. You sound very young, actually. All right, now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have this focused on.
Ma'am, I've already voted. I did early voting.
It is okay, ma'am. We just would like to know your opinions regarding this. You may use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 or 10, okay? From 0 to 10, how important is for you that the President and Congress focus on protecting abortion and reproductive rights now?
Zero.
Okay, thank you. And in that case, how important from 0 to 10 is for you eliminating food deserts in our community?
I don't understand. What
I am just asking you if, for example, these are issues and concerns that some people have said that they want the President and Congress to be focused on, right? And from 0 to 10, I would like you to tell me how important these things are for you, right? Like, for example, in this case, you think from 0 to 10 that it is important to eliminate food deserts in our community.
The people.
Yeah?
Yeah. The people is the most concerned, you know, for getting voting people in.
Great. But in this case, I'm reading you a list of specific topics. Like, for example, in this case, how important do you think it is eliminating food deserts in our communities now? From 0 to 10, how important is that for you?
I say very, very, very concerned.
Okay, so would that be a 10?
No, it would be about a 9, an 8, or 9.
Okay, let's go with 9, okay? Now, how important it is for you from 0 to 10 protecting Social Security and Medicare?
I'm very concerned about protecting Social Security and as Medicare.
And from 0 to 10, how much is that?
I'm a 10. I give that a 10.
Thank you. And what about fighting inflation and improving the economy? How important is that for you from 0 to 10?
I give that a 10 too, also.
Okay, thank you so much for that. In this case, and now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
They're getting worse for black people.
Okay, thank you. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better or worse or about the same as in the white community?
About the same.
Thank you so much for that. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? I will read your list and you can select up to two, ma'am. The first one is cigarettes, then we also have alcohol, we have heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. We also have ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs. We also have marijuana and other cannabis products. We have vaping, opioids, and fentanyl. Out of those, which do you think are the two most with the most negative impact?
All of them.
Yeah, but which are the top two for you?
Having babies out of wedlock and smoking crack.
Okay, so crack in this case, and then we also have cigarettes, alcohol, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs. We also have more.
Cigarettes.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for that. And I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with the smoking cigarettes through cessation for abstinence education and moving adults who can't or want quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African American communities, ma'am?
I agree.
And would you say you strongly agree or just somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you so much for that. And now I'd like to ask you to rate your family with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. With several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products for each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. How familiar are you with autumn nicotine pouches, ma'am?
I'm not very familiar with that.
So would you say you are somewhat familiar?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. And how familiar are you with e-cigarettes or vapes?
Very little bit.
Okay, would you say somewhat familiar in this case?
Yes.
And what about heat not burn tobacco products? How familiar are you with them?
I'm very little bit.
Somewhat familiar as well, right?
Yes.
Awesome. And I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades. But about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful and smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? The list is more government restrictions and bans, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, cost of the smoking has gone up, or the introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market now.
Ma'am, how much more longer are you gonna do this survey?
Well, we have already reached more than the 50% of the survey, so we're not missing that much. So, would you like me to read the question again?
No, ma'am. I'm not interested in that.
Well, ma'am, I would really appreciate you to provide your opinions. We would really love to hear about what you know, what to think about this, right? And taking into consideration that we have already gone to the 50% of the service,